A reading from Acts. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. I was ironing shirts last Saturday when my spouse relayed the news that Rachel Held Evans had died. I dropped my hands to my knees, struck by that sinking feeling that suddenly relegates everything else to secondary importance. How could it be? Rachel had been hospitalized for several days to treat an infection and an allergic reaction to medication, so I knew her condition was serious. But I, like many others, had expected her to recover. I refused to consider that death could be so cruel as to snatch a brilliant woman of faith at such a young age from her many devotees, her spouse, and especially her two young children. For goodness sake, Rachel Held Evans and I were born the same year. Her death now colors the way I hear the story of Tabitha's resurrection in our reading from Acts. Tabitha is the only woman in the New Testament who is explicitly called a disciple of Jesus. She is devoted to good works and acts of charity among a community of widows, women who are severely marginalized in the ancient world. And she is clearly loved. Following her death, the disciples send specifically for Peter, the most renowned of Jesus' followers. And when he arrives, he finds Tabitha's body surrounded by widows, weeping and clutching the clothing she had made. What a striking and honest portrayal of grief. In the wake of a loved one's death, we cling to the things they have left behind, especially those things that are beautiful and meaningful. A grandmother's afghan, a father's cookware, a child's artwork. They're just material things, but they're indelibly attached to memories of the person's gifts and commitments and joys. Tabitha's handmade clothing is a lasting sign of her devotion to the widows of Joppa, a manifestation of love for Christ and his sheep. The garments the women hold out to Peter are testaments to Tabitha's faith, and thus inspire others to live faithfully. Maybe this is why I find myself holding Rachel Held Evans' books a little more gently now. They're just paper and ink, but they're emblems of the hope she gave to others, especially those on the margins of the church. Countless strangers have expressed surprise at how deeply they've mourned her loss, on account of how deeply she moved them with her words. So, when I share Rachel's words now, I share them in a spirit of grief, but also a spirit of trust. Trust in the Good Shepherd who knows his sheep and accompanies them even through the valley of the shadow of death. Trust in the one whose story Rachel said she was still willing to risk being wrong about.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.